Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Food Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, the most trusted name in certified organic clean food. When you shop online at edenfoods.com, enter the coupon code ORGVIEW to receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. For other promotional offers, please visit theorganicview.com's website. And don't forget to check out our contest section. On today's show, Amy Van Sun from the Center for Food Safety is going to talk about the decision rendered regarding the lawsuit against EPA concerning neonicotinoid-coated seeds. So I'd like to welcome back to the show Amy Van Sun. Amy, thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
This lawsuit is just preposterous. Could you share with the listeners a little bit about the history of the suit and what the decision was?
Sure. So a Center for Food Safety, representing a few individual and a trade group for national beekeepers, as well as some farmers and other environmental organizations, we sued the EPA because it has this exemption or loophole for crop seeds, such as corn and soy, that are coated with neonicotinoids, which are pesticides, insecticides specifically, that are known to kill and hurt honeybees and other pollinators, as well as birds and fish and other wildlife. And EPA exempts these seeds from regulation as pesticides, allowing their use, basically unchecked use, across 150 million acres across the country. It's the biggest, represents the largest use of this type of insecticide in the nation, but it's still not regulated and doesn't have enforceable labels on the bags of the seed to tell farmers and other users how to properly and safely use it so they can avoid harms to pollinators. So we brought this case in January, and we just on Monday evening got a ruling from the court where unfortunately the judge ruled against beekeepers and the public at large in saying that we didn't have the ability to challenge EPA's exemption because EPA didn't take a definite enough or final enough agency action. And so it was decided on an administrative law basis, a procedural type basis, and not at all on the fundamental question of whether these seeds are really harming honeybees or whether they should be regulated or not.
There are so many papers that have been published by some of the top scientists in the world in regards to the impact that neonicotinoids make, not only on honeybees, but on pollinators in general. And this is just preposterous. It sets such a poor example for America, especially since Europe seems to be way ahead of the game.
That's right. The science is, you know, more and more clear that neonicotinoids are very harmful to pollinators like honeybees, but also to other species, and they are getting into our water systems. Recent studies have shown neonicotinoid contamination in water bodies across the country, where it can then hurt aquatic, you know, animal invertebrates, and they're sort of the basis of the food chain. So now you can be taking away the food source for a whole host of other species, including endangered and threatened species. So the harms from these pesticides generally and these seeds specifically are not there's no question in terms of the science. And the thing about this case that's important to remember is that the judge didn't make any decision as to whether or not, you know, the seed coatings are harmful and whether or not under the pesticide regulation statute, FIFRA, EPA would have a duty to regulate them. We didn't actually ever get to that question because EPA didn't want to get to the merits and challenged our case on the basis of that they didn't have this policy be definite enough. Now, EPA has never required registration of these seeds, and so, you know, from in practice, it's clear that they are exempting them, but they've never said it clearly enough in a rule or, you know, some other kind of agency statement that we would, that the judge thought was, you know, would be a challengeable in court. And so in a federal court, you can only challenge certain agency actions. And so that's the really unfortunate thing is we got kicked out before we were ever able to reach that question. And we were also somewhat hamstrung from really bringing our proving our case because EPA withheld public documents from the record and only produced a very small amount of documents to us, only 200 pages worth of documents, which is very, very minimal. And we tried to get more documents and more, you know, evidence to try to prove our case, and the court only required EPA to submit these materials to the court itself, and we never got to see them. And so EPA has been, you know, trying to block these efforts. And that's what's really disturbing and sad about this case, is because EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, they're supposed to be protecting the environment, humans, and our nation's pollinators from pesticides that are too dangerous to be on the market or to be on the market in the form they're in. And they're really dropping the ball.
I'm just curious, do you have any idea how much money neonicotinoid pesticides generates for industry?
I do not off the top of my head, but I am sure it is many millions of dollars, because the industry interveners themselves talked about the millions of dollars they've spent on just research and development to bring these products to market. So, I mean, they have a huge stake in this. It's probably billions, but I don't know the number.
Whenever you're talking about billions of dollars, of course, you're going to have a lot of difficulty getting anywhere. And it's interesting. I just want to read this comment. Apparently, the judge stated in his conclusion, quote, "The court is most sympathetic to the plight of our bee population and beekeepers. Perhaps EPA should have done more to protect them, but such policy decisions are for the agency to make." Well, the judge does drink the same water that the honeybees do, so that's really sad.
It's true, and I think that that quote really emphasizes again that the judge didn't decide anything as to whether these pesticides are harmful, and I think that even the paltry record we had in this case, and the presence of beekeepers who lost, in one instance, $800,000 of damages to their bees from just 1 year of toxic neonic, you know, dust off from planting of these coated seeds, the harm is clear. The court was just bound, in its opinion, by the certain, thresholds of administrative law, and saying that, you know, basically EPA is doing this, but it wasn't clear enough about what it's doing, and therefore I can't review it. And I think that's a cop-out. I mean, I think we brought the case. We thought we had good arguments. But we certainly are going to keep fighting and keep trying to get at that question and what EPA has done here, and really try to get review of it, or try to get EPA to change its mind. And, of course, in the coming 4 years, we do expect things to become more difficult in doing that. So we will have to be more creative and fight even harder.
EPA is never going to cooperate, even though their job, as you stated just a few minutes ago, their job is to protect the environment. Their job is to protect us. They're not doing that. And for a beekeeper, the beekeeper that you mentioned, Brett Addy, from what I understand, he owns the biggest beekeeping operation in America.
That's right.
$800,000 is quite a dent for somebody like him, even though he has the largest operation. People don't understand how expensive it is to maintain a beekeeping operation. They're going above and beyond just to sustain themselves. We're not talking about making a profit. We're talking about just keeping that operation afloat. And the fact that industry is finding new ways to get around all the loopholes or all the obstacles is ridiculous. And this clearly demonstrates that EPA is more concerned about industry than they are with doing their job. Amy, thank you so much for all of the work that you do, as well as all the folks at the Center for Food Safety. The work that you do is tremendous. And once again, as you said, it's not going to be an easy fight, but you're going to still keep on fighting. And I thank you for everything that you're doing, and I sincerely hope that you continue to share with the listeners all of your efforts, because it's something that people need to hear. And folks, please, this holiday season, when you're thinking about supporting a nonprofit organization, support folks like Amy by going to the Center for Food Safety's website and making a donation. Amy, thank you so much, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. In light of all of this, I know that you will prevail.
Thank you. It's we lost the battle, but not the war. Thank you, June.
You're very welcome. And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic Food Radio Show. Have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.